We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can bring up anything you would like. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you will find on the site. They are completely free. So once again, freetalklive.com. Plus, you get to actually control the content there. So what you see on the front page of the site has been submitted by listeners just like you. You find something online you want to share with other Free Talk Live listeners. You submit it as show prep. It then appears on the upcoming stories queue. There's a different page on the site all with fresh content that listeners like you have submitted. There must be a certain number of votes that one of those items receives in order to make it to the front page of the site, where we will be more likely to see it and talk about it on the air. Also, other listeners will be more likely to see them as well. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive there. By the way, in the studio tonight with you, it is Ian here.
JJ.
And William.
And JJ and William are the two of the team behind the Free State Now project. You can go to freestatenow.com to learn more about that. And maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that as the show goes on. But I've got a number of different issues here that need to be discussed. And one of them I wish I could have gotten to several days ago, but we've been really busy with phone calls. Carlos Miller, who is a friend of Free Talk Live, and I believe both of you probably have met him at some point.
Yes,
I guess,
yes.
Because he came to the Liberty Forum last year and gave a great speech. He then actually came out to Keene after the Liberty Forum and was there when I was arrested with Kelly Voluntarius and Derek J. Freeman at the courthouse for going on courthouse property, because we've been banned forever from that very courthouse. And so he was there and actually was threatened by court security for attempting to record video inside the courthouse. And Carlos Miller is no stranger to being threatened by uniformed men for recording video in various public places. In fact, he got started doing this when he was an independent journalist, a photographer who was in the streets of Miami one night and saw a police pull over and decided he was going to get his camera and start snapping photos, because that's what he does. He's a photojournalist. And he was arrested for his troubles, and he ended up winning that particular case and countersued, and I believe won that as well. He's had a lot of really good experience, you know, winning in court over the right to record video. But it really hasn't mattered in the long run, because it hasn't really seemed to stop the government bureaucrats from going after him. He's actually had a situation with Miami Metro Rail Security, multiple situations with them in the past. And there's a news piece over at photographyisnotacrime.com just put up this week, where he talks about his most recent incident. It's the fourth time, by the way, since 2010 that he's had a run-in with the security guards at Miami Metro Rail for using cameras near or inside the stations. He says he's even organized protests where I've showed up with a group of photographers to drive it through their heads that they have no right to harass citizens with cameras. And that's resulted in a memo supposedly being sent out to the security guards informing them that photography is not a crime. But obviously, that didn't make a difference, because we were harassed again a few months later. And he says, finally, I decided to file a lawsuit in 2011 because I don't believe a tax-funded private security company, it's basically a private security group that's running security at a government Metro Rail.
Right.
That this private security operation funded by the government should have the right to trample upon the First Amendment rights of citizens. The lawsuit, which is still pending, will be amended with the latest incident, taking it from a simple claim of negligence to include claims of false imprisonment, assault, battery, and possible civil rights violations. So this security group has encountered him multiple times in the past. They've harassed him multiple times. He's got a pending lawsuit against them. There's been a memo that has supposedly been sent out to all the agents informing them to leave camera people alone. And yet still, the other night in Miami, Carlos was attacked by these security guards. And JJ and William, I don't think you'd seen the video until just now.
Yeah, I just finished watching it.
I had seen it before, and I thought it was interesting. I mean, you say it hasn't had an effect on them, but of course, we don't know how new these employees were or what they're familiar
That's
with,
true.
Et cetera, et cetera. I saw a post on one of the police forums,
mm-hmm,
where they were discussing the situation, and of course, many of them seemed to feel, by the post that I read, that he was an instigator, et cetera, et cetera, but all of them agreed that it was wrong and that they should have known better. In fact, I think the title of the post was that he's going to be a millionaire. And that was the opinion of...
I certainly hope he is, because it would make his website, photographyisnotacrime.com, all that much more important.
Right. He says his name to the gentleman with badges at one point. And they're like, I don't care.
It's cause, you know, he literally said, I don't care who you are.
And he's like, look it up. Okay, well, they're fine.
I actually want to play some of the audio from the video here. And you can see the video again over at photographyisnotacrime.com. It's worth a watch because obviously we can't show you the physical attack on the air. And I know there's an F-bomb in here somewhere. So beware if you don't want someone to hear that. We are going to go ahead and go and play this as though it is a news clip, which it is. So here we go from Miami Metro Rail. And by the way, just to set the scene, Carlos is standing on what appears to be an almost completely empty train track. In fact, there's no evidence that there's anyone else around at this train station, with the exception of Carlos and his friend who is there. And both Carlos and his friend have video devices. So there's a video that actually has two different video angles in it. And this security agent approaches them. They're just standing at the track, talking, waiting for the train to come up. This security agent approaches from so far away, you can't really even see him in the distance.
Yeah. Well, I think if you look at the very beginning, they talk about what happened. They saw them videotaping on the cameras and announced on the loudspeakers for them to stop videotaping.
That's right. So then they didn't stop because... It should be your right to.
Not a crime.
Yeah, it should be your right to use video in public place.
It's a good reason.
But they continued. In fact, the Metro Rail officer then approaches from a very far distance and begins to threaten Carlos.
Okay.
You can't take pictures of the track, huh?
Why?
You cannot take pictures of the track.
Why? What's so important about the track?
I love how, just right there, it's just ridiculous, right out the gate. I love how when asked the most relevant question, the cop just ignores it, or the security officer just ignores it and goes on with you know, just making a statement of what you must do.
That's okay.
Yep. This is what I have said for you to do, so you need to do what I say, because I've got a badge and I've got a uniform, and it doesn't matter if there's no logic behind this. And really, what is wrong with taking pictures of the track?
Yeah. Well, and he repeats, you'll see, exactly what his attitude is when he says, go downstairs, and Carlos says, I'm not going downstairs, and he says, you will if I tell you to. I mean, that's as soon as he says that, not that you couldn't tell already, but you know,
exactly,
you know, that's where he's coming from.
Yeah. Total authoritarian here.
Can I take pictures of the track?
Why?
Because it's against the law.
What law?
Turn off the camera.
I am the law.
Yeah.
Right?
What law? Turn off the camera.
Yeah. What law?
Right. I mean, they have no responsive answers because the dude's just making it up.
Yeah. It's all about obeying, of course.
And we've seen incident after incident where these cops just make, or security officers or whatever, they just make stuff up. Derek J. Freeman, when he was arrested in the courthouse here, had a similar encounter with one of the court security agents who made up some BS claim about how it's a violation of federal law to record video in the court lobby.
Right. Didn't some police officer accuse you, he was going to, like, arrest you for swearing at him or something like that, and then you came back the next time and you were like, hey, guess what, I found out there's no law on the books that says I can't do that or something to that effect.
This was a couple of years ago, actually.
But no worries.
Apparently, you remember it better.
Yeah, because I was like, I was just, Willie was in his face. He's like, yeah, guess what? You were wrong about that law. It's just how, that's how they operate. They just make up laws.
Well, there's no liability. No. You know, if they lie to you or make something up, I mean, maybe they really do believe there's a law. I don't know. Maybe they're not making it up and they've heard somewhere there's a law, so they believe there is. Who knows if they're just misinformed or they're just out and out lying. But either way, there's no punishment for them if they get it wrong. If they, you know, tell you there's a law and there's not a law, it's not like you can sue them over giving out false information.
You know what I think it is? It's they're not used to getting asked the question about what specifically the law is.
Yeah, usually they're used to people doing exactly what they tell them
to. Exactly.
And now they got Carlos Miller, who wants to catch a damn train. He's waiting for a train. He wants to go home.
Right.
And he's the only guy there, but they want to make an issue out of it. We'll continue.
If he really wanted to go home, all they had to do was not videotape the track.
Right. Because the track is in danger of something. Being photographed. 855 450 free. We got to protect and serve the track. 855 450 free. You can take control and tell us your stories with police and photography restrictions. Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health?
Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you will find on the site, including live streams. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show, meaning 3 different bit rates for different internet connection speeds. You'll find one that will work for you over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can listen on the radio in to over 100 radio stations from coast to coast, as well as satellite radio, including XM satellite radio, where we're heard all 7 nights per week. And in addition to that, you can also get us on free-to-air satellite, which is available across North America. That's we're up on Galaxy 19 there. You can learn about all of those listening options at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can watch us on the webcam, and the listen lines allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. Now, maybe you found yourself in some kind of a situation like Carlos Miller. We're playing some of the audio from photographyisnotacrime.com, where Metro Rail guards, security guards, are first harassing him, and then later will actually attack him for the dastardly crime of taking pictures of a rail, and which, of course, isn't actually a crime anyway. They were just making stuff up.
Right.
But maybe you've gotten into a situation, a legal situation, and you just can't afford to bring an attorney on board, or maybe you don't really like the idea of having an attorney on board with your situation. You're going to do it yourself? You better know your stuff. And there's a website that can help you, howtowinincourt.com. It's the course for people who don't have or don't want an attorney, or maybe you do have an attorney and you just want to make sure they're not scamming you. You want to know more about what exactly it is they should be doing. They can howtowinincourt.com can help you with that as well. It teaches you the court rules, and until you know those rules, you might as well just be fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs and defendants in civil or criminal matters and in state or federal courts. It's the new and improved version of the Jurisdictionary course, howtowinincourt.com. It's written so the average eighth grader can learn it over the weekend. It's a brand new website, and it's got all kinds of free tools. So go there, avail yourself of the free tools, and then buy the course. It costs you less than an hour with any good attorney, and it could pay off in spades. howtowinincourt.com, 855-450-FREE. Ian, William, and JJ in the studio tonight here. William and JJ visiting from the big city, Manchester, where you guys are operating freestatenow.com, and maybe we'll get a chance to talk further about that. But one of the reasons why people might want to consider making a move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project is because freedom is not on the rise in other places. Freedom, in fact, is on the decline, and there's no real indicator that that's going to change anytime soon, most anywhere. And it's frustrating to watch what's happening with Carlos Miller down in Miami, who's just a really nice guy and great photojournalist, and has had an unexpected turn of careers, going from independent photojournalist to the primary guy in the country, the go-to guy for news reporting about the ridiculous behavior of police and other government bureaucrats across the country and restricting individuals like you from using video cameras and still cameras in public places.
Right.
And he's...
You've been dealing with this issue for quite a while. And
you mean so, on the air and on Free Talk Live?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a question. Do you have any idea why it seems, for instance, when we had these issues in New Hampshire and got arrested and charged with wiretapping, these wiretapping laws have been on the books for over 30 years.
Right.
But it seemed like only in the last 2 years did they actually start using those laws, charging people with it. And then when it happened, it seemed like it exploded everywhere at the same time. The Florida, Illinois, here. It was like a half dozen states that were all in the news at the same time.
That's a good point. And
I think that's a little odd. I don't know. Yeah. The only thing I can think of that's not completely conspiracy minded is the cell phones. Was that
they're
really
more proliferated,
the big thing?
There are more video cameras.
Everybody
more
started having video phones.
That's certainly a possibility. I mean, video is now reachable by the average person. It doesn't, any phone has a video device built into it. And 4 or 5 years ago, they didn't all have video, or the video was kind of crappy. So that's a very real possibility. In fact, you've got personal experience at this, right, William?
That's correct.
You've been arrested for holding a video camera.
Yes. Yes, I was. And
before we go back with Carlos, give us a rundown of what happened there.
It was a long story. I don't know where to start. So I will just say that, yes, I was arrested and charged with wiretapping. The charges were dropped. The criminal charges
are
long since dropped. Absolutely. I was in the parking lot of the police department.
And in Weir, New Hampshire.
In Weir, New Hampshire, right. And we currently have a civil suit pending.
We?
Me.
Okay, because I know that Carla, who is the president of the Free State Project, was she at that same incident, or wasn't she also arrested?
She was arrested earlier at a different location, right? And I had followed along to the station to bail people out. And then there was a secondary incident where they were none too happy that I was continuing to record.
Is she not involved in that lawsuit?
She has a separate lawsuit.
Okay, so there's more than one suit. against, is it the Weir PD?
There are multiple pending suits against the Weir Police Department,
okay,
not just those two.
In regards to wiretapping charges.
One other wiretapping that I'm sure of, Bill Allman, and numerous other ones that are related to other issues that, that they've had.
And this particular, in this case, the department dropped all of the charges, did they not? Like, you never got a chance to go to trial.
No, not at all. And in fact, in Carla's case, it was one of the most entertaining things I've seen because they null-prossed her charges, and her attorney, Seth Hipple, they actually motioned the court to not accept the dropping of the charges because they wanted
to go to trial. Yeah.
And I don't think the judge had ever seen that. Well, I'm sure the prosecutor had not seen that before.
Right.
They were very confused by them asking the judge to not drop the charges, but instead
but
go to
anyway.
Trial. Right, he did.
Of course. Because he's, you know, the judge's primary job is to protect and serve the state,
right?
Not to actually do justice. So I'm interested, obviously, in hearing more about that as it develops, William. So as you know, that as that case moves its way along the awfully slow wheels of justice, please keep us in the loop, will you?
It is painstakingly slow.
So, and by the way, that incident happened what, 2009 or something? When did that go down?
You know, I still don't have my camera back.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And it's been 8 months since the court ordered them to return it, like an actual court order.
Ridiculous.
Right.
Do you think they even have it?
No telling. And it wasn't even my camera. That's the worst part of it. It was borrowed.
Jeez.
Oh. Yeah, well, I mean, it's commonplace. You know, here in Keene, I remember early on, there was a lot of threats. And then they, I guess, either they got used to the cameras or they just moved on to threat in some other aspect of what
Well, it depends. If you want to walk into the lobby of the courthouse and use a camera, they'll threaten you over it. That's where Derek Jay was arrested last year, was in the court lobby. So we've got a huge problem with court lobbies, at least here in the Keene area. And technically, cameras are banned from court lobbies all across New Hampshire. Which some could argue is because of what happened out here. But, you know, somebody listening to this might say, well, what are you guys talking about, free state? Sounds like it's a really oppressive state. Why would I want to move there?
Well, I think because people are challenging the status quo, and then when they're given these arbitrary, you know, orders or commands from someone wearing a badge or someone who claims to come from authority, they challenge that and they say, no, we're not going to just let you get away with this. If I am doing harm or I am doing something inappropriate, then you're going to be able to, you know, hold me accountable. But no one's doing anything that they should. So
the thing is, people, if you want to go and try to record in these places in other states, they're going to crack down on you too. It's the reason why you see this happening in New Hampshire is because we've got the activists who are willing to stand up to these people and actually continue recording, like Carlos in Miami. We'll continue this story in moments.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting, non-GMO, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves here. 855-453. That's the toll-free number, and that number is brought to you by SACL CAI. You can, of course, find us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features we have there, including the webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact. The chat room is built into the same page over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. Like the rest of the features on our site, it is totally free. And by the way, maybe you want to get your hands on some bitcoins. Maybe you've heard us talking about bitcoins, or you've already determined that you would like to get some because they're exciting. I mean, it's a decentralized currency that actually allows you to send money anywhere in the world to anyone else that has access to an internet connection and do it instantaneously and bypass all the old guard of the banking world. You don't have to beg anyone's permission. You don't have to give up any private information to get a Bitcoin wallet. You just have to go and download the Bitcoin client, install it, and run it. It's very simple. And you can learn more about it over at weusecoins.org. When you're ready to get some bitcoins, you can go to bitinstant.com. Bitinstant makes it easy. In 10 countries, you can go to physical locations, deposit cash, and turn that cash into bitcoins. It's as easy as going down to your local CVS, Walmart, or a variety of other different stores that they'll list for you over at bitinstant.com. Or you can do it through Dwolla or other online options. So select how you want to fund your account and get it done. Get your first bitcoins or get some more bitcoins over at bitinstant.com. You know, we've got JJ and William on the line, or not on the line, but in the studio, actually, here in Keene, all the way over from Manchester. They're here to primarily talk about Free State Now. We spent most all of the first hour talking about Free State Now. And I know that this is freestatenow.com is a project that's going to accelerate the process of signing people up for the Free State Project. It's something that costs money to operate, so you are accepting contributions from people.
Including bitcoins.
That was going to be my question.
Yes. In fact, I am right now, I'm going and editing the new donation page on the site. If you want to go to freestatenow.com/donate, and there's some donate options there. We're going to be fleshing that out as we get the website all up today. I mean, all of this stuff is brand new.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a work in progress. This is the very beginning of this project successfully working. So it's so please bear with us. But there, I'm putting the Bitcoin address on there right now. And you can also donate through PayPal. And we'll have a bunch of different options for you there as well.
Great. So folks can go over to freestatenow.com and get that taken care of. So we've been talking about Carlos Miller, who I have confirmed will be joining us on the air tomorrow night on Free Talk Live about the video that has been released on his website, photographyisnotacrime.com, where Carlos is first threatened by Miami Metro Rail officers and then attacked physically by them for apparently taking pictures of the rail, according to the officer.
The track, yeah.
Yeah, the track. According to the officer, there's some law against that, which, of course, probably isn't true. In fact, it's a public place. What's wrong with taking a picture of the rail or anything that's going on in the train station? Is taking a picture of the rail really somehow putting anything in jeopardy? Is taking a picture of the rail going to somehow assist some kind of terrorist group in bombing a train station? The actual rail itself? As though you couldn't learn what a rail looked like on your own or do some research on how rails are constructed?
Well, you know, Ian, those guys are just looking out for everyone's safety. And I think, you know, you're kind of belittling the job that they have to do to protect us all from these constant terrorist threats that get carried out daily all across the United States. I mean, you hear about the bombings that take place every day, right?
All across the U.S.?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
But that's because we've got heroic men
right.
like this stopping people from photographing rails. Let me continue with this audio here. And I, by the way, have not edited this audio. I know that there is some profanity at some point. And I'm going to play it as a news clip. And so, therefore, I think that that it's okay. But I just wanted to give you the warning, the heads up on that. So Carlos is being confronted by Miami Metro Rail security. They tell him to stop. He says, I'm not going to stop. I'm here waiting for a train. And they get in his face, and they, by the way, approached him from very far away. In fact, William, you noted that at the beginning, the very beginning of the video, which we didn't play on the air, they were talking about how they came over the loudspeakers and threatened them over the loudspeakers to stop recording. They didn't.
Yes, exactly. So it's not like they were just... They're there with a purpose.
Right. And so,
I'm sure they came from their whatever room they were sitting in watching the cameras, right, yeah. Having coffee. So,
And so I presume that that's the reason why they started recording the videos in the first place, was because there's two camera angles in this this video, and they came over the loudspeakers and threatened them, and that's probably the point at which they got their video cameras out and started rolling full time. So let's continue with the audio here.
I'm going to do what? I'm going to leave when the train comes. Here.
I'm telling you right now, don't take it to the track.
Your name is R. Perez.
R. Perez.
Perez?
Hey, you have to take him downstairs.
I'm not going to go downstairs.
You're going to go downstairs if we tell you to.
No, no.
Yes, you are.
What are you talking to him about?
I want you to know the law about photography, and I have every right to do this. And yeah, my name is Carlos Miller.
I'm just telling you.
Look it up, look it up.
I don't care who you are.
Okay, okay, that's cool.
Don't take it to the track.
Okay. Okay, no one.
Have you been drinking?
Now, he actually agreed, right? Like, right there, he said, okay, I won't. Said, right. No pictures of the track. Okay, I won't. And then immediately moves into this line of, have you been drinking?
Right.
Is it illegal to have had a few drinks and take a train ride in Miami?
Well, it sort of maligns him, you know? It sort of demonizes him. Yeah.
And at this point, he's looking for any reason. Any reason.
Yeah, he doesn't just want to walk away. Like, Carlos
he doesn't,
said,
he doesn't
okay,
want
fine.
To. Right. It was over as soon as Carlos said, I'm not going to do that. And he said, you're going to do what I tell you to. So then Carlos goes ahead and says, okay, I won't take pictures of the track.
Right.
That's never going to be good enough. That's never going to be good enough.
It's too late.
No. It was over right then.
Like, so he keeps pushing it with this allegation that he's been drinking, and that's what he uses to justify his continued harassment.
Does it matter to you?
Yeah, it does.
Why? I'm not driving.
Yeah, I can smell it. You can't
I'm not driving,
drink.
Dude.
You can't
take him to the train with because I'm drinking. Right, should I drive?
Yeah, we got to take him downstairs. He's code 35.
Keep filming, dude. Bring out the camera.
Code 35.
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
No.
I don't, but
I'm going to guess it's drunk.
It's probably drunk and disorderly,
mm-hmm.
not drunk.
Right.
Right.
The catch-all.
And I guess they probably have some rule that says if somebody is drunk and causing a problem in the train station, that they have a reason to remove them from the crowd of people that would be there during a busy time, for instance, but there's no one there, and he's not drunk and disorderly. In fact, I don't even know, maybe he had a couple beers, but...
Well, this cop's up in his face. I mean, if he would have eaten a garlic sandwich, the cop would have been asking him if there, you know, garlic, of course.
We'll continue here.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Tell him all you want, he says.
Don't touch me, okay? I'm not going. I'm not going.
Yeah.
Gutierrez? Chief Gutierrez, I'm not going.
Can you walk down, sir?
For what? What did I do? What did I do? Don't touch me. Hey, start filming, please. Don't touch me. Okay, I'm going to get him trained.
Now, they're surrounding him at this point. The video starts with just one guard, and then a couple more guards arrive during this whole conversation. They're surrounding him, and his back is up against a stairwell. There's like a stairwell with glass blocks built around the stairwells going down. And so he's up against this. He's trying to kind of back away from the police. He does not want to get into, you know, physical altercation. But the police are closing in on him, and they want him to go downstairs. He doesn't want to. He just wants to take a train and get out of there. And I don't know how often the train comes by in Miami, but most metro train operations are coming by every, you know, 10, 15 minutes. I mean, it couldn't have been much. They've been talking with him now for 2.5 minutes, and they were probably threatened before that, you know,
right,
another 3 minutes before that. They've probably been on the platform for a good 10 minutes. It's not likely too long from this point when the train will actually come. If they just let him go, he'd be off the tracks, and he'd be gone.
Yeah, exactly.
The psychology of the body language is interesting. I mean, I'm not going to get into it because the listeners can't see it. All of them, him with his back, as you said, to the rail, and the three of them surrounding him and him trying to back away and them continuing to advance on him when he's just trying to back up.
We'll continue this video or the audio from it here in moments. You can see it for yourself over at photographyisnotacrime.com. And then tomorrow night, we'll actually bring Carlos on the air to give his perspective on what's going on in Miami. But this isn't just a Miami thing. I mean, don't think for a moment that this wouldn't happen to you necessarily if you were at some rail station in the city in which you live. 855-450-FREE. You take control. Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibes. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains, crazy opportunity, steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You may bring up whatever's on your mind. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian,
JJ,
and William.
JJ and William joining us from out in Manchester, actually physically here in Keene, and appreciate you guys coming out to be on the show.
Yeah, thanks for the offer. I mean, really appreciate to get back out here, and of course, it's always fun to see the Keene crew. And
indeed.
Spending 4.5 years in Keene, and let me tell you, that was a fun and exciting and pivotal point of my life. So I'll definitely...
You don't regret it then?
No, I don't regret it at all. And I definitely, you know, he will always have a place in my heart.
So 855-450-FREE is the number. William and JJ are behind freestatenow.com. We talked a lot about that in the first hour. We might touch on it again here in a little bit. Because some people might be frustrated by the news stories they're seeing all over the place where people are having their basic rights taken away from them. I mean, in this country, you're supposed to have the right to be the free press. And now that everybody can access a video camera easily, usually with a phone in their pocket, everybody can be the press. Anybody can have their own blog site. Anybody can record a video. Anybody can, you know, edit a video. It's not expensive. It's not prohibitively expensive, which is what it used to be. The reason why we have a big media and an old media is because you used to have to have a whole bunch of money to get into this. Now you don't. And that's really causing a problem for the government guys, because the old media was easy to control. I mean, there was only a few of them, and they all wanted to make sure they got the story, so they were all usually really nice to the government agents, and they still are in the old media. But now when you've got everybody out there and their grandmother who's got a video camera, not all of them's going to be easy to push around. And Carlos Miller is one of the people who's not easy to push around. In fact, he is someone that I think a lot of people look up to and really appreciate the work that he's doing over at photographyisnotacrime.com. We're going to have him on the show tomorrow night. I have confirmed that. So always fun to have Carlos on. He's such a nice guy and really a brave individual to be able to stand up to these thugs. I mean, really, that's the best word for these guys.
Right. These aren't even police officers. These are, you know, paid privates. What do you call them?
Private security.
Security, I'm sorry. And
well, they want to be cops. A lot of them do want to be cops.
Well, they have the authority because they're working for a governmental agency. So they're on quote-unquote public property.
They do have the ability to detain people and remove them from the property. And in this case, they're threatening Carlos because he was taking photos of the rail at the Miami Metro rail station.
I don't even think he actually was.
Oh, really? They thought he was.
Right.
They threatened him over that. He agreed to stop taking photos, and then they continued to threaten him by accusing him of being drunk, claiming he was code 35, which we're presuming means drunk and disorderly, and telling him he needed to go downstairs. He says, no, I'm not going to go downstairs, and they begin to surround him. There may be a bit of profanity in this clip, so I just wanted to make you aware of that. This is As It Happened, unedited. Here we go.
Call the cops. I haven't done anything. I haven't done anything, okay? I get it on video, please. I want to go, okay? I want to go take the train home.
Nope, you do not.
Why am I... Please don't touch me.
I'll touch you.
Why am I being detained? Why am I being detained?
Because you're a Code 35, you're drunk, and you're being a nuisance, and I'm talking...
I'm not being a nuisance.
Whoa, wait a minute. Being a nuisance?
Right.
There's no one there. You can't see the video, but there's... The only people in this train station, which is a humongous train station, yeah, are Carlos, his friend with a video camera, and I believe three police officers.
Yes.
And these security officers. The three security officers were not there in the beginning. Right. They had to come from a long distance to make this confrontation happen. If anyone's being a nuisance, it's the security officers.
Precisely.
No, they were trying to enjoy their coffee, and right, they couldn't.
Oh, they were so annoyed.
They saw him on the screen.
With a camera.
While they were watching him on camera.
Yeah. Right. Hypocrisy.
Exactly. Let's continue.
I'm telling you, we're in the station, so let's go.
If I walk out, you're not going to let me go without a call or whatever?
Police are anyway.
I don't care about the cops. Maybe the cops can sort it out, but I don't want to be assaulted by you guys. That's all. I don't want you to touch me. I don't want you to do that.
Well, hold on a second there, buddy. As I understand it, and I'm no lawyer, but when you touch someone without the privilege to touch them, if it is an unwanted touching, that's an assault.
Hmm.
That's the legal definition of assault. If you walk up to a police officer and touch that officer, and he did not want you to touch him, you've assaulted an officer at that point.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's, yes, in most places it's unwanted physical contact.
Right, except it doesn't usually apply in the reverse direction. So if they're touching you and you don't want them to touch you, and usually with the police, it's never assault when they touch you. But security, private security, it might be a little bit more of a gray area because they don't have the same level of authority, I guess, as a police officer. But I believe they probably are authorized to remove disorderly nuisance patrons from the premises. But to make the argument that Carlos Miller is being a nuisance, I don't think that's going to hold up in court because he couldn't possibly have been annoying anyone at all.
Right.
Given that there was no one there.
Why?
Because you're refusing.
You're the guy who's prodding me. Are you filming this? You're the one that's prodding me.
Sir,
look at this.
Right.
Look, you're prodding me. Look, I'm not
doing
anything.
Talking and let's go down.
I don't want to go down. I want to go home.
I have to go down.
No.
You're going home another way, sir.
Why? Why can't I get on the metro to go home the decent way? I paid. I didn't jump this fair to fair. And I'm not, I'm all right. I just want to go home. That's not true. That's not true. That's why I have a train.
You can't ride the train when you're intoxicated.
Well,
what are you supposed to do?
And they're assuming he's intoxicated. Maybe he had one drink or two drinks. That doesn't mean that he's intoxicated. But when you're standing in someone's face, nose to nose, and you smell their breath, it's not like you're a breathalyzer cop sort of cyborg that you can just detect, oh, you're intoxicated. So it's ridiculous.
It's clear that he's not incoherent. He's very coherent. You can see in the video he's bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
He says in his article here at photographyisnotacrime.com that it's true I had been drinking, but I was not drunk. The guard didn't even question my sobriety until he got in my face and smelled my breath. And all it takes is a couple of drinks to make your breath smell like liquor to someone who has not been drinking. A few people have said I sounded drunk. That's just how I talk. Anybody who knows me can confirm that. Continue with the video.
We'd have to drive. You're making up laws.
Yeah,
I can take pictures of the tracks and I can ride a train. So I'm not creating a disturbance. I'm not creating a disturbance. No, you're wrong there. You're really wrong. If you only knew, you would be so wrong. But whatever.
I'll find out.
I know the law better than you do. Funny.
I don't want to. I really went away. Is this guy the third guy coming? What's his name?
Yep.
Carlos.
That's the third guy.
You not want to go to the chair?
So what is your name?
His friend's trying to get him out of this. Like his friend knows what's coming and he's like, you don't want to go downstairs? Come on, Carlos. Let's just get out of here. And Carlos, he doesn't care, man.
Right.
He believes in his rights and he's not going to back down, even though he's now outnumbered 3-1.
Right, right.
His friend's obviously getting pretty scared at this point. And I don't blame him. I mean, these guys are scary. They're big guys.
Please, don't touch me. Don't touch me, guys.
They got him. They grabbed him.
Don't touch me. Please, don't touch me.
And he's down. They're attacking him. They grabbed the camera. They're attacking him in the stairwell. I mean, this could have really been bad. I mean, if they had, if he'd fallen down the stairs, he was like, they grab him and immediately they move him into the stairwell where they continue the attack on him. I mean, this is not a, in any way, a safe takedown.
And it's not only that, but it's multiple people. So it's like, this could definitely have been injury.
The guy didn't touch him until he turned his back on them and began leaving.
That's right.
That's the thing. As long as he kept facing them, they probably wouldn't have. As soon as he turned around, the guy grabs him from behind.
Yep.
I can't. He's not resisting. Can you just?
I'm going to jail next.
I'm going to resist. No, I'm not doing anything.
I'm going to jail next. I'm going to resist this. Put your hands
down. Put your hands down. Put your hands down. Just put your hands down. Just relax. Just relax.
Now, it's interesting. His friend is saying things that a cop would normally say. Like, a lot of times when you see these police arrest videos, the cops will say things to somebody like, relax, relax, man, just relax, as though, you know, it's a relaxing situation. Oh, I can just easily relax with three hulking men physically trying to force my body into positions that I would rather not have it go. But it's kind of interesting. It's, you know, maybe this is his friend's first time encountering something like this, and he doesn't know how to help or what to do. He feels helpless. He's just pointing his camera, and he doesn't want his friend to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But I just found that kind of an interesting observation. Continue. And, of course, they threaten him with arrest as well. It's pretty much the end of the video. They've got him. Three cops.
Put your other hand behind your back. Put your other hand behind your back.
It's down. It's on the ground. I'm just trying to help.
You are in his place.
And the other cop comes, grabs his handcuffs, and goes after the second guy with the video camera. And we'll find out more from Carlos Miller tomorrow night. What happened after the video? You know, where did they take them? How did they treat them? What was the rest of the story that didn't get captured on video? It's outrageous. Absolutely outrageous.
Well, it's testament to the guy to keep going out there and doing it. I mean, more power to him.
He did get hurt, by the way. There's another picture. There's a video when he got home where he shows his hand, and he did definitely take some injury during this. Mm. Not an easy situation at all to watch, and certainly must have been awful to be a part of. We'll talk to Carlos tomorrow night. Hour number three is on the way. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. You take control. Revenge website sued by some women. We'll tell you about it.
Folks, you remember why it's so crucial to have access to travel assistance on every trip, right? Well, if you're like me, you have OnCall International. On the line is the company's CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, why is membership with OnCall International so important?
Rudy, OnCall International is a trusted leader in emergency evacuations. We offer medical evacuation to the hospital of your choice. We cover any trip beyond 50 miles from home, and we offer plans to fit every budget or need.
Save 30% off your membership today with the code MAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.